listening to the Docs and Jocks Sports Medicine Radio Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Dr. Dan and Ferris.
Hey, welcome back to Docs and Jocks, your sports medicine radio show. My name is Dr. Dan, longtime sports medicine physician with Texas Sport and Spine. Great to have you joining us today. Hey, if you just catch our show for the first time and want to catch our entire show anytime, anywhere, you can do so by going to docsandjocks.com or listen to our iTunes podcast, Docs and Jocks. Hey, Ferris, we are very honored to have on one of our favorite guests of all time here on Docs and Jocks. We have online Dr. Bobby Brown. Dr. Brown is a four-time World Series champion. He was a New York Yankee spanning from 1946 to 1954. He was American League president for 10 years, also interim president for the Texas Rangers. He was a physician in the field of cardiology for 25 years. He's a decorated military veteran. And most of all, he is the father of Dr. Pete Brown, my good friend. Dr. Bobby Brown, thank you for being on the show.
Delighted that you called, and I'm honored. I hope we all do well.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, first of all, congratulations. Just celebrated, I saw your 94th birthday. Congratulations. A happy belated birthday.
And I'm still upright, so that's very, very encouraging.
That's good.
Hey, for our listening audience, one time when you were on air, and you've been on our show a couple of times previously, formerly with you came on with Bobby Richardson, your teammate. And I've heard you talk about those, and you told me this, that you quoted those New York Yankee teams that you played with had no bad guys. They were all good guys. Tell us what made that team so special and what made those guys all good guys.
Well, I think that's right. That was a must for all the players they got on the Yankees when I was there. And if you couldn't fit in and you couldn't be a team player and you couldn't do what was best for the team and not yourself, you just didn't last long.
Right.
And it was just and all those guys were great players, but better. They were great friends and everybody got along. We had no arguments, no fights in the clubhouse, no disagreements. We just did fine.
Absolutely amazing. Ferris, you have a question for Dr. Bobby Brown?
Sure.
Yeah, Dr. Brown, why do you think that was? I mean, we see now, you know, teammates fighting and arguing. Was it the money? Was it the way they were brought up? Why do you think you guys had such great team chemistry?
Well, again, only because they picked guys that come up through the minors that showed some of those traits of that they could get along, and they didn't tolerate anybody that was strictly for himself and who didn't do what was best for the team all the time. And when you went to the movies or you did something off the field, you didn't pick one certain guy. The first guy that came along, usually you went with him. It didn't make any difference. It was just great.
Awesome. And Dr. Brown, you've had such a remarkable life. I really wanted to ask the question, what kind of advice would you give a young ball player or a medical student who wishes to be successful in their fields of endeavor like you were? What are some advice you'd give to those young med students or baseball players that you've learned from your career?
Well, I think for med students, the most important thing is not to miss any classes and to take notes. So you stay awake.
Yes, absolutely. I'm there with you. I was one of those guys trying to stay awake.
and especially in medicine. And,
yeah.
And it takes three times as much time to make up something that when you're not there as when you are there. And of course, I'm an expert on that because I didn't have a chance to go to all those classes at the right time.
Right.
I had to make them up, and I knew that, but that was part of being on a ball player, too.
Right.
But that's what you have to do. You have to pay attention, take notes, go to class, and stay in school.
You know, Dr. Brown, I'm a college baseball player. I was nowhere the caliber of baseball player you were, but I was a baseball player and then went to medical school like you did. And I felt like baseball, in a way, kind of really prepared me for medical school because I felt like that team chemistry that you're talking about in baseball, that really helped me in medical school, too. I found a good group of guys. We studied together. We worked together. I felt like it prepared me for medical school in a different sort of way. Would you agree?
Well, I think the pressure situations that you get in baseball,
right.
Well, they're not the same life and death you get as a doctor, but it hones you for it. It prepares you for those kinds of decisions that you have to make under stress, and I thought it was a tremendous help. And you can sort of keep your wits about you when everything is collapsing around you.
Right.
And it's a great lessons from baseball, and you can just transfer it to the classroom or to the patient's room. As you need to.
Right, I totally agree. Hey, we're interviewing four-time World Series champion Dr. Bobby Brown. Ferris, you have a question for Dr. Brown?
Yeah, Dr. Brown, you obviously love the game of baseball. Did you enjoy your time as president of the American League and then when you were in the front office with the Rangers? A little bit different than being on the field playing. How did you enjoy that?
Well, it was like being on a vacation without those night calls and without what I was doing.
That's
just
awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I just thought it was great. And I enjoyed it, and I was very fortunate. I had good owners, I had good umpires, and everything worked out fine. And I did it for 10 years, and then I knew it was time to hang them up, and I did.
Hey, Dr. Brown, are you still ever able to make it out to a baseball game? Do you ever go out and enjoy a TCU Horned Frog baseball game? You know, they're a storied program now, or maybe a Texas Ranger baseball game. You're still able to enjoy some games either in person or on TV?
Always. You know, you never see one like the other one.
Yeah.
Something's always new. And I have always followed TCU, have been living in Fort Worth. They have a wonderful baseball program here with Jim Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And the Rangers have been very nice to me. They have, ever since they built their new stadium and I came back, and they've always supplied me with some tickets. So I've been able to enjoy both places, and I never get tired of watching it.
Hey, we see young Bryce Harper, 26-year-old Bryce Harper, who is now a free agent. It looks like he's going to be signing a $400 million contract. That sounds like Monopoly money or something. I can't even believe I'm saying that. $400 million contract. Can you only imagine what Mickey or Joe DiMaggio would have commanded had they played in today's era?
Well, I can imagine. And, of course, you just have to realize that if you had a big crowd when I played, you had 45,000, 50,000. Sometimes 62, sometimes standing room. But nowadays, you have that same thing, plus about 5 million watching on TV.
Watching the game, right.
That's where the demand is.
Right, exactly. Ferris?
Hey, Dr. Brown, I don't know if you got a chance or if you've gotten much of a chance to watch the Major League playoffs this year and things, but, you know, Dr. Dan and I are a little old school in baseball and such, but it seems like they're starting pitcher, if they go two or three innings anymore, it's kind of a quality start, the way these managers are just using everybody left and right. Did you get a chance to watch that at all, and what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I watched it on TV, and what you measured, did they win or did they lose? And if they won, they might be doing something right.
That's a great way to look at it.
Keep it simple, right? Break it down to the simplest term. The goal is to win.
That's right.
Hey,
they
what?
Have to get 27 outs. They don't tell you how to get them, but that's what you have to do.
Hey, what do you think Whitey Ford would have thought of being pulled in the second or third inning back in the 1950s when he was in his heyday? You think he would have let the manager take him off the field in the second inning?
Well, I think with Whitey, you just left him alone.
Yes.
And he could handle all the situations.
Yeah.
And he had ice water in his veins, and it made no difference how big the clutch was. He was prepared to handle it, and he was just one of the guys that came along just once in a generation.
Hey, speaking of having ice water in your veins and being clutch, that would be you, Dr. Brown. Hit .437 in the World Series, I believe. This year in the World Series, I thought it was very interesting to see. I actually thought of you because Steve Pierce of the Boston Red Sox, not one of the big-name players. He had a clutch World Series. He wins the World Series MVP. It had to, and in my mind, as soon as I saw him win it, I thought, that's Dr. Bobby Brown, you know, not the most famous Yankee, but the Yankee who came through in the World Series over and over again and was clutch when it came about the time. What do you think makes players sometimes on the biggest stage have their biggest performances?
Well, I think the Yankees cultivated those people. We had five or six guys who consistently could get their games up to another level. They could get it in the big games where there was a lot of tension and pressure, and they could play and do extremely well. And I think that was the thing that was very hard to measure, and they didn't have a category for it to be examined as an asset of a team. But we just had good money players. We had, and when I say that, I mean people that could play with the biggest jams in the world on.
Right, exactly. Well, Dr. Brown, our interview is always too short with you. I want to say thank you. My son is a young baseball player who's 18 years old, and he's going to be playing at Texas State. No matter where I've gone across the baseball world and all of Texas and even the nation, if I mention that I've had you, Dr. Brown, on air on Docs and Jocks, people love you across the nation as far as what you've done for the baseball world and your accomplishments as a cardiologist. I just want to say thank you. Yeah, your life has been absolutely amazing. I think if you're any young baseball player, any young hopeful med student, I would seek out the wisdom that Dr. Brown gives out and listen to these types of interviews. Dr. Brown, thank you so much, and please tell your son, Dr. Pete Brown, thank you for getting you on the air again.
I'll do it, and thank you very much for calling.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back with more Docs and Jocks, your sports medicine radio show. Remember, you can listen to us anytime on our iTunes podcast, Docs and Jocks, DOXNJOX. We'll be right back with more sports medicine after this short commercial break.